Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center has been around for 40 years, and stewardship is a big part of our world and teaching, and also our spot here on Earth, I guess you could say. So if you look at the classes taught at Wolf Ridge, we find that there's different resources that come to play in those classes. The ones that I could list out and think about were energy, water, food, air, life, solid waste, and recycling kind of go together, and the human spirit and enthusiasm to learn. And I kind of consider that a resource. If that wasn't around, I'm kind of give up on the idea of human. So if you start up with energy, with any of these, the students that are here and the staff and the community that we're in, and by the community that would be the 150-some schools that come through Minnesota up here for 3 to 5 days each year, or it could be the community right around Finland, Minnesota and Silver Bay, or it could be the Lake Superior Basin. So we have lots of different communities. But for mainly the students coming up here, we expose students to multiple ways energy can be used and made. And there's two classes. There's one class on renewable energy. There's another class on energy in the home. And one of the things we wanted to do is try to showcase those. And so we have examples. We admit that we can get a lot better at any of these resources that we have as far as not using as much and using something that produces less pollution. But when you come here, you can see quite a few different renewable energy production systems. And we're in the midst of trying to build a new dorm that will be using as little as possible in energy and still providing a very comfortable lifestyle for the students and parents that come up. We're involved with state organizations, so trying to encourage and participate in that community with renewable energy, and have both received grants and helped out in sharing ideas and getting people involved. We've done teacher workshops to expose people and teachers to this issue of energy. On water, that's one of the big reasons that people come to northern Minnesota, and especially around Lake Superior. And I think water, everybody realizes, is an important resource, but one of the things is we need to build an enthusiasm towards those resources. And so one of the things at Wolf Ridge is to get people out onto the water in non-motorized ways. So it might be canoeing, swimming, kayaking, walking on the ice in the winter. So building enthusiasm towards exploration and highlighting just how this water resource works. We have a few classes that get taught regularly, one on lake study, another on stream study, another one on wetlands. And there's some more that are involved with, in the winter. We have also a winter lake ecology class. And those classes all get students immersed into the water and wet and excited about what's going on. The students can participate in citizen science, too, through the citizen lake monitoring program that the state has with the SECI disc. They'll help when they go out canoeing, getting out there and looking at our lake. Or also some of the data going to other people that are monitoring the water stuff. We're also involved with the county water plan. So again, with organizations like that. One of the newest places that Wolf Ridge has really gotten active is with our food as a resource. And we're actively getting a farm to supply a large percentage of our greens locally, and also involve the students in growing the food and understanding where their diet comes from. So there's a farm curriculum being developed. We also have a class that's been around for quite a few years called Seeds of Change. And pretty much all of our permanent staff has really taken on roles in different parts of these resources and the monitoring and the citizen involvement with other organizations. And so one of the people for this is Dave Abad, who's gotten out there. And other people on staff, like Betsy Mead, helping getting a class together early in the early days. Solid waste and recycling has always been something that Wolf Ridge has wanted to be involved with. In the early days, we saved a lot of material when it started in the 70s up in Isabella, thinking, we can do something about this. And so it was saved, and unfortunately, it didn't have a place where it could actually be recycled. For the last 20 years or so, we've had a fairly active recycling program that not only has been able to save a lot of pollution through getting it out of the dump, but also, and being burned, but also to save us money. So the recycling program is fairly mature here, involving everywhere from the kids, and they are challenged to make sure that they don't put the wrong things into the garbage and put it into the recycling, and also that they close their windows and set off the water through something called the conservation challenge. And you'll find that we do a pretty good job of that. We always can get better. And also cooperation from the outside community, so John's Sanitary for us, is very involved with the recycling program. So it'd be hard to make it work without them.